All right, everybody, welcome to the Youngstown Movie Night at Bridge of Hope. We hope you're having fun, enjoying the bounce house, the pony rides, and everything else. Part of the goal of this night for Youngstown Studio is to put out there some of the shows that are done, so you can tune in live Tuesday and Thursday to all the Youngstown Studio shows, everything from sports to politics. And Joe and I do a show every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 o'clock called the Joe and Doug Show, where we talk life, leadership, and faith. One of the cool things that's going to happen is Joe has $1,100 and AirPod Pros in here. I know that nobody wants to win any money, but we're really hoping that somebody wins live tonight.
In person? In that person. Would be sweet.
We've had lots of people call in to the show and attempt to guess the numbers. There are 116 numbers left that are available possibilities. And tonight you can win $1,100 in AirPod Pros.
Can I give the clues?
By guessing. So Joe's going to give the clues. Right. And if you want to guess, you can make a line over here to my right, and you have the opportunity to guess the numbers.
All right. So the first clue is I got the number from a digital clock. One of them is a one word clue that is partner, one even, two odd, probably not a zero because of Doug here. He asked me if zero is a negative and I didn't know. And then the last one, in the month of May, someone guessed the digits, but they did it in the wrong order.
Wrong order.
Now, last night, this is a clue that nobody's heard before. Last night, somebody actually guessed it and was off by one digit, like one of the digits was off by one number.
Ooh.
So if you listened to the program last night on Fast Freddy's show,
oh,
it was real close.
Wow.
Like I almost hit the button for the applause. I was ready.
We don't have an applause button.
We don't, no.
So everybody's going to have to cheer.
A much different experience.
If somebody wins, we're going to have to cheer, which is
good.
There
we go.
So if you want an opportunity to win Joe's money and the AirPod Pros that are in that safe, you're going to have to step over here and make your guess. So one of the things we do in our show is we talk all things life, leadership, and faith. And we just want to help people take the next best step in their life. And Joe and I do shows on everything from faith to law of attraction stuff to conflict management. We did one all on attaching and using motivational, using your emotions for motivation. And, you know, what we want to do tonight is probably a show we've done several times. And we want to talk about
UFOs, Bigfoot.
Well, we've done some conspiracy theories. And according to the Pentagon, yeah, UFOs are a real thing. And
yes,
the media is trying to downplay it right now, but that's neither here nor there. One of our key kind of keynote shows and where we kind of cross over from the science, business, and faith realm is in this kind of concept of faith. So why don't you define faith a little bit for those watching online, those listening here, and we can go in and start our dialogue a little bit about faith.
So you have the antidote for fear. Okay, so fear is that thing. You get the little reminder. We get fear, uncertainty, and doubt that visit us. And faith is that thing that sort of remedies or sort of like puts it in check a little bit. But faith is sort of like we talked the other day when Pastor Mike was around. It's a developed skill. It is something that, yeah, you know, if you have a weak set of it, it's real easy to talk you out of your faith. But as you develop it, you get sort of hardened in that faith. So.
Yeah. And a lot of times people think faith, they just think church. Right. But faith is an emotion. Faith is an expression. Faith is something that's deep inside of every person. As a matter of fact, there's a scripture for this, Joe.
Yo,
I know we have no button to push.
No button.
the Bible says to each person is given a measure of faith. And so, you know, even the staunch atheist has a measure of faith.
Right.
And I really believe that. And I see that kind of throughout the course of life. There's always things people are believing for. So what's an example of something you've believed for and created the atmosphere, the right conditions to receive that which you believed?
Yeah, and it's all a process for me. So I have, you know, we do a lot of manifesting. So, you know, we put in our mind of something that's going to happen, and we set ourselves up so long-term goals that we are able to bring those things into reality. And one of the first challenges that you get when you make a declaration that something's going to happen is you get that first push, like that first doubt, like, you know, we're going to go on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And something comes along and says, no, you're not, right?
Yeah.
And your faith sort of like pushes up against that, and it tests see how serious you are. You resolve against the that doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that first step that we always talk about is making that declaration. What is it that I actually want to receive or want to have happen, whether that's in a church context like I deal with people, I want to be healed, or I want, you know, to repair my marriage, or if it's something in business, hey, I want a $1 million company this year, or I want to hire 5 new employees, or I want to go on vacation with my family, or I want to buy a new house. All of those are you know, declarations of faith. Our family recently made a declaration of faith. This is a new one. I don't think I've shared this yet on the show. 2023, we're going to take our family to Disney. Which one's in Florida? World or Land?
Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World. Disney World. And the kids are super pumped. We've been watching. My daughter just wants to like live in Animal Kingdom. And that's kind of how the conversation started. But we got this like coin jar, and we were like, we're going to fill this coin jar for Disney. And one thing to realize is how little we spend of actual cash. And so I'm like scrounging for pennies everywhere I go. I'm seeing stuff. I'm like, oh, I can put that in the coin jar. but we made this declaration, and we're realizing that, you know, there's a certain cost to this. We started exploring the cost, and we started looking at it, and we want it to become a reality. Now it's 2 years away, and some people say, oh, of course you could save for that. Of course you could do that. But the moment you make that declaration and you say, hey, that's what I want, something enters in. What ends up entering in?
That pushback makes to see how serious you really are. Yeah. And a lot of us, we make declarations in faith, and they have question marks at the end, right? They're not really statements. They're like, can I, you know, that kind of a thing. And so as you firm up in your ability to believe what you make that statement, where, you know, you're going to Disney, and you could tell in the words that you use that you're going to Disney.
Right. Well, but you run into like, all right, we start saving money, and a couple months in, the car breaks down, or a couple months in, all right, you know what, we have to deal with this expense, or a couple months in, I had to have a root canal, or, you know, a couple months in, and you start getting into those things where you're like, all right, well, maybe we can push it back a year, and you start making concessions
to
your declaration.
You feed the fear. You feed the fear
rather than coming up to the table and going, yeah, God always knew that was going to happen. We're going to Disney World.
And those voices that when you start feeding the faith, those voices get more limited, and they get quieter, and they're not as strong.
Yeah. So you make a declaration, and then you get some sort of pushback, right?
Yeah.
Something enters in, the car breaks down, the thing doesn't quite happen the way you want it to. And what you do with that is important. You know, we talk about the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, the FUD. And how that can squash people's faith and the declarations they make. How do you handle that triad, those three?
Well, most people, when they get that, they bail out on it and say, I'll wait for a better day. You know, it's going to rain today. We'll push this back. But if you get practiced in a while and you made your statement and you push through, and like I said, it gets easier every time. If you can have somebody, a partner that's a little bit more optimistic, you know, will share in with you their belief that it will happen as well, it's a little bit easier. But if you got people around you that are telling you, yeah, that probably's not going to happen, it's going to be really hard, you're not going to have enough money.
Well, and that's the power of having a really unified family unit. Like when my wife and I get to go into something together, I'm not the only one trying to do that. But we're in it, and we can feed off each other, but we can also go in the other direction.
Oh yeah.
and all of a sudden we can feed off each other in a negative way, and we can take ourselves down that slope very, very quickly.
So in your relationship, who is the more stubborn in faith?
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
I think it depends on who makes the declaration, right? I think it's probably true. The person who makes the declaration is probably the person who wants it more. And sometimes the other person has to be brought along. I know, you know, in stepping into ministry and into some of these things, even moving here to Ohio, you know, I had to take the step, but I was ready to go, and I had to wait for Sam to be in that spot.
It didn't
take her that long, but I made the declaration. She had to come along into that spot. But there have been other things where she's made the declaration. I went, oh, we're doing that. and having to wrap my mind around and position myself so that I can.
But it's a full-time job to sort of like talk each other back into it. Like if somebody gets weak, because you're going to get weak.
Yeah.
Both, I don't care how strong you are, you're going to get weak in it. And, you know, when your spouse or your, you know, your significant other sees you hitting that and they can drum you back up and say, no, hang in there. I got your back. You know, no matter what happens, I got your back. We got a guesser. Are you going to guess the code? All right. So we got our first code.
It's a 3-digit code.
You want the clues again?
Yeah. Give them the clues. Don't, all right. We don't want them guessing
anything. I got the number off of a clock, right? The second one is partner. The next one is one even, two odd. And the last one is it probably does not have a zero in it.
So one even, two odd, doesn't have a zero in it, and he got it off a digital clock. So what do you want to guess?
No, wasn't no. it. Wasn't wah, it. But good wah, guess. Good wah. Guess.
We don't have our button to
and,
push.
Yeah, we don't. And we could take three in a row. If anybody else wants to make a guess on this, put a 3-digit number together. If this opens, $1,100 plus a pair of AirPod Pros.
Mm.
And you can walk away with that here for a 3-digit code. And there it started off 1,000, you know, 1,000 different numbers. It could have been possibilities. And it's down to only 130.
You want to guess? What's your name, buddy?
Nathan.
Nathan?
What do you got?
What do you got? Oh, it's not beeping, Joe.
That's right. Do it. I'll make the noise. Wah, wah, wah. Wasn't it? Thanks, though. All right. We could do one. No, we can't. Well, what? You're going to try?
Oh, the number. Come back in a minute.
Yeah. Give it one more minute to recover. Yeah. It knows that we're trying to crack into it, and it's got safety mechanism in place.
Yeah. And I can't have my wife win. That'd be like totally. Joe says you can, and it's his money, so. Yeah, it's going to the.
I think she would be really happy. I really she do. She'd do the happy dance.
She needs a new pair of AirPods, or they've been all skitzing lately, and so she keeps saying, "She's like, can I win that?"
I had an AirPod fall into the toilet the other day, and that is, I owned it for a couple days, and boom, flush.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
So coming back to our faith discussion. You know, you make this bold declaration, you're going to see something, you're going to believe for something, and then you get the pushback, and you deal with the pushback, right? You push past it, you overcome it, you push through it, you get the right encouragement, you stay the course, you stay consistent, even though you've been discouraged or even though you've been frustrated. What happens next? What's the third part in this?
Well, you get it, but you get it, and it's attached to one thing. It's called dread.
Yeah.
All right. So, in fact, your story probably illustrates it better than so go ahead and share that one.
So, back in June, I told my wife, hey, the housing market's really good. You want to sell our house? And she thought about it, and she was like, well, I guess. And I said, great, because I have a realtor coming tomorrow. probably not the way to do that.
I don't get to see stink eye.
No. She's over taking care of the kids. It's good. So we'll come to you in 1 second, buddy. We ended up having this whole conversation around that. We ended up selling our house. And in that process, we wanted a house, and we had very specific things we were believing for. We wanted a first floor guest room. We wanted more square footage, and we didn't want to see all that much increase in our mortgage. And now we have all of those things. But when we got it and we signed on the dotted line, all that stuff, I just had this complete dread that something was going to happen. We were going to get sabotaged. We weren't going to have money to pull this off. Like, just overwhelming dread that I had to overcome, even though it was ours, even though we had it, even though I signed my life away, I had carpal tunnels in my right hand. We just had this moment where I thought for sure, like, somebody was going to show up and be like, sorry, sir, we got this wrong. And I really had to play the mental game and overcome that. All right. You want to guess what's your name? Matthew. There is not a zero in the number. That was one of the clues.
One of the clues is that he asked me if zero is a negative number, and I totally hesitated because I hadn't contemplated whether it was.
Guys, just do me a favor. Stay away from the camera. Stay clear from the camera. Thanks. So give us something without zeros.
Yeah, try again. Or you want to think about it and come back. That's cool. Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry
bud.
You want to guess?
Go ahead.
You going to cut in front?
Wah, wah, wah.
this isn't beeping at all.
Yeah, it's
you know, you know the number, though.
I think.
Go ahead. You want to guess? We got a whole line.
777. Ooh, good number. I like that. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry.
All right, we can do one more, and then we're going to keep going. Seven? Three numbers.
785.
785. Wah, wah, wah.
All right, come back in a little bit.
Yeah, let this thing recover for a moment.
So you get what you actually believe for. I mean, that's really exciting. Well, you
think about it too. Like, so you know you're going to get it. You're sure you're going to get it, but there's just a little bit in there that maybe makes a suggestion that you don't, because you have a plan B. You know what's going to happen if that happens. So like when you get it delivered, and that even though you were 99% sure you were expecting that, 1% gets its day in the light right there, and it says, "Oh crap! Like, we got to fill the void now.
Yeah.
Now I got to make the payment, or I got to be responsible for it, and all these other things, you know, hit you on the head."
Yeah. So you make a declaration, you face your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and then you receive what you want. And a lot of people struggle on that receiving end, not even with the dread, but they struggle to celebrate that they actually got it. Like, there's a story in the Bible, Joe, where the church actually prayed for Peter, and Peter gets released from where he's at, prison, and shows up and knocks on the door, and they don't believe that it's him. And they have this whole moment. They close the door and then they refuse to believe it's him. And I'm like, but you're inside praying for his release. But then you received what you prayed for. But then you couldn't believe it to even take it.
Wow.
In that moment. And so I think there's even a lot of folks like that they'll pray for something and it actually shows up and they're like, well, this couldn't be it. This was too easy. You know, I should have had to work harder for that. But faith makes things easy. It does. What's an example for you of a declaration you've made? Fear, uncertainty, and doubt that has come in. Walk us through that process.
All right. So a couple times I had some public events, right? And I know that we're going to be doing big events, lots of people show up, doing big promotion, entertainment, or whatever it is that we're going to do. And there's history of, I would run something. There's one time I opened a business over in Niles, and I had a grand opening party where I had hot dogs and hamburgers and the big layout of like, yeah, come down, celebrate us in business. And it was me and Debbie and two employees ate hundreds of hot dogs for the next couple of weeks. And that's a doubt, like, no one's going to show up. Yeah. And so it's ridden with me. And that's probably one of the bigger ones, because I fight that battle, you know, when we do things public where, you know, stuff like this, stuff like Struthers and whatnot.
Yeah. Every time we do an event here at the church, I go through that, like, this is going to be awesome. You sell the team, you sell everybody else, you get the pieces in place. And then I had that moment in my office where I'm like, nobody's going to show up. Like, this is the worst event ever.
Let me give you this one. This one, okay. And
yeah.
So I did a promoter for a reptile expo in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I love this story.
And so there's a lot of money on the line for this thing. It cost every bit of maybe $40,000 that you have to pre-spend before the day comes in. So you know how many people have to show up to be able to break even, and how many people then to make a profit on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sleep well, like leading in to the covering $40,000 nut on that.
Right.
I start thinking like, what if only 10 people show? Like, what happens then? And so that, I mean, I guess that anxiety rode with me since those
events. How did that expo go in Las Vegas?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. Every time we exceeded it, but I still, that seed of doubt was there every single time.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah, anytime we do a special event or I bring in a special guest speaker for the first time, I'm always like, what if people don't like them? What, you know, like all of that stuff, you know, messes in your head, and you really have to hold on to the declaration you make in the beginning.
Yeah, but now it's really quick that I can dismiss some of that doubt when it comes on, because I know what it's going to do.
Right.
Once you know it's going to visit you to try to push back on what you said, and once you have it, it's going to push back in the form of dread. You can just expect it.
Yeah. Well, we hope you're having a good time. We hope you're hitting up the pony rides. We hope you're really appreciate Monica's food truck and the ice cream truck that's here. Please go buy some food, get a sandwich, get some ice cream, get in the bounce house 5 and under, and then pony rides. There's already a line for that. Get your chairs and your blankets and get set up, because we got the greatest showman that's going to be kicking off around 9 o'clock. In the
do you
meantime,
like my shirt, by the way?
I do. It's P.T. Barnum. If you can't see Joe's shirt, it says, "Men suffer more from imagining too little than too much."
Yes.
It's good. If you'd like to guess, we have this beautiful red safe up here. And inside the red safe is $1,100 and AirPod Pros. And we need you to guess the number. So you can line up here on my right, watch the cables and stuff. And we can have a guess. Do you want to hit the clues one more time for those who weren't paying attention?
This has been a cumulative thing. So I add in $100 every single week. So this is week 11. It started out at $100. I don't know if you remember that, but yeah, 11th week of people guessing. And so there aren't many.
We're down to 116 possibilities.
Yeah, 116. So the first thing is I got the number from the face of a clock. I look up, the time was on there. That's the number that it became. Partner. That's the crazy one because a lot of people confuse it. It might be a red herring. It might be an actual clue. You just never know. One even, two odd. So in the number, there is one even number and two odd numbers. And it's probably not a zero because I didn't know whether or not zero was odd or even. And if you listen to the programs, somebody got it in the right or the wrong order. They guessed all the digits, but it was in the wrong order in the month of May. So step right all up, right. Sir.
Give it to us, Jason.
Not it.
Wah, wah, wah.
George?
132. Wah, wah, wah.
What's your name, buddy? Kenny, what do you want to guess?
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, Grambo.
Wah, wah, wah.
What do you want to guess? What's your name? Karina, hi. What do you want to guess?
329.
Wah, wah, wah. Mm. Should we even go through the motions of punching it in? I mean, this, it makes it funner.
It does make
I like it. Are you guessing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. We should do that. Ryan. Yep. Go ahead.
Ryan did get an announcement. He's selling popcorn for the movie for a dollar on the table over there. So, everyone, we got.
Yeah, $1 popcorn. It is skinny pop, so the calories don't even count.
They don't.
$1 popcorn. You want to get that. It's good. Get your popcorn for the movie. You can get drinks at the Monaco stand, but get your $1 popcorn from Ryan. He is working hard. To try and make some money. So, oh, what? That's four numbers. What?
716.
Wah, wah, wah.
What do you want to guess?
263. Wah, wah.
All right, hold on. We just stay right there in line, and we'll keep going here. So, Joe, why don't you share with everybody just a little bit of the vision for Youngstown Studio? Obviously, the downtown area. We did our first couple podcasts. I don't know if people know this, but we never put these out there. We recorded our first couple podcasts in like a back closet here at the church with crappy microphones and horrible lighting, and we never put that out. But we've ended up down now at the studio, which used to be Youngstown Computer Spot. Is now Youngstown Studio. Well, it was always Youngstown Studio.
Yeah,
you just
right.
happened to do Youngstown Computer there.
That declaration on the door, right?
Yes. And so, but just share a little bit of the story and what you're hoping to accomplish with Youngstown Studio.
So while I was doing the computer thing, I really fell in love with the media part of what we did, the broadcast and the video and audio. I did some marketing and promotion for a NASCAR team. And before the streaming and webcasting were a thing, we kind of got to do it when it was in its infancy, and I really caught the bug on it. But my real mission on it is there are a whole lot of like non-broadcasters, but have a lot of genius in their head. And if you could give people the platform to be able to say something and get that out there, it's a whole new venue for people to express themselves. So
yeah, and we were the first show at Youngstown Studio, which is wild.
Yes,
and now you have a lineup of how many shows? Who are some of the other shows?
So we have seven right now, and then we have four in development. Okay. And we're crossing over, and like typically, like our age group and people who are, we're going to the younger group, like these kids who I want to attract next. The kids that are doing. Oh yeah,
you want to do a podcast?
What would you make your podcast?
If yeah,
you
could
do a podcast. What would
about?
It be about?
You got a TikTok? What do you put on your TikTok? You got a TikTok? Nah.
All right.
You just want to guess. So, real quick, there's $1,100 in here. AirPod Pros. If you want to guess, you got a lineup over here. Give us your guess.
$7.99. I'm going to do it. Wah, wah, wah.
You're back to guess again.
Wah, wah, wah.
And no wah, zeros wah, in that number. Wah.
I feel kind of mean with the wah-wahs. So
no zeros and two.
One even, two odd.
One even, two odd numbers.
Yes. Three, two, one. Wah, wah, wah.
One even, two odd.
716. He said that with...
He did, with gusto. Wah, I like wah, that, Connor. Wah.
7-1-10. I don't know what to do with that, bud.
7-1-1. There we go.
7-1-1. Wah, wah, wah. Mm. Sorry.
You're going to guess a... Graham, you cut in front of Miss Ashley. Let Miss Ashley guess.
7-4. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, my God.
All right, couple more. Grambo.
3-7-9. 3-7-9. Wah, wah, wah.
We're not going to do second guesses, so just hold off here. She hasn't guessed yet, so go.
3-23. Wah, wah, wah.
All right. So there's a ton of shows in Youngstown Studio. Where can people find the content for Youngstown Studio? Where should they watch it? Where should they listen to it? And what time? Where? All that sort of stuff.
All right. So we do Tuesday and Thursday broadcast days. So we start at noon. I started doing an influencer show where I interview people around town that have, you know, big impacts in their industry. And then after that, we have a sports show with Justin, the 330 Sports Show. Then we have, let's see, who comes next on that? Then it's Gambaiting. Oh, that has been the funnest show ever. So all I basically do is I try to get caught in a scammer's web and make the phone call. And I play stupid sometimes. Sometimes I play aggressor.
Like somebody who's trying to find you about your car rebate or...
Rebate, the IRS scam, a bank scam.
An attorney in Nigeria that has an inheritance for you, that sort of deal.
Well, yeah. One dude, I told him I was a recent lottery winner. And so I wanted to give him a bunch of money. So I'd see how far I could push him. But it's a lot of fun. And just mess with... And the goal with that show is to like just waste their time. Just so instead of picking on... your neighbor who might fall victim to it. Yeah. Spend a couple hours with me, and then I'm just going to tell you, I'm so glad I robbed you of that hour.
Yeah.
So, and then we have the Joe and Doug show, of course, and then we have Fast Freddy. And so Tuesdays and Thursdays, we broadcast from start to finish. You can pick us up on YouTube, Facebook. You can do on Twitter, all of the podcast platforms.
Periscope.
What's that?
Periscope.
Oh, Periscope, yeah. And we just started playing today with Instagram.
Ooh.
And so the only difference, the only thing I'm working on now is on Instagram we can stream live, but it's portrait instead of landscape. And all of our videos have been formatted that way. Yeah. So we didn't have to make a computer just for Instagram, but there's a whole demographic out there that's their go-to.
Yep, absolutely. So you can catch us on Youngstown Studio on Facebook. You can catch us on iTunes, anywhere you catch podcasts. Joe and I do a show. We're on at 6 o'clock Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is a special one we want to do for you tonight. So we got a couple more people lined up to guess. So you want to guess $1,100 AirPod Pros in the safe if you can guess the three-digit code.
Wah, wah. That's only two wah wahs.
Yeah.
What is it? 788. Wah, wah. Now they're in faster Wawa's. Wah, wah. Sorry.
That's good.
How certain was I that somebody was going to open this tonight?
Oh,
I was so certain.
It would be sweet if somebody won $1,100 in AirPod Pros tonight. You want to guess again, Jason? Okay. Do you have a vision or something?
Yeah. Is that an unfair advantage? I'm thinking it is. People have... All right, go ahead. 5-5-2. Oh, wah, wah. Sorry.
I thought you were going with a caliber there. You're going to go 5-5-6. Oh.
Interesting. Wow,
that's deep.
You want to know how close that is. Is that a hint? Did I just give away a hint? But that's very close.
Yeah. No, that's good. We, one of the first numbers I guessed early on was... I know you're a big Nikola Tesla fan, so 369 is his number. I thought for sure Joe would have done a combination.
See, I had to outsmart you because you would have guessed that. Like everybody who knows me knows that stuff. That's the first thing out. So I was like, what can I do that nobody would know? Oh, a clock on the wall. Can't do that. My password's good. Whatever I look at too. So,
are we lining up over here to guess, Lauren? You're thinking about it. All right.
We have a couple guys that are spreadsheeting it, and they listen to all the programs, and they exclude. And the reason I know they do this because when they guess the next one off of my spreadsheet because I'm doing that as well.
Yeah.
So they're just going numerically. Just hope that it's not in the 900s because that will be obviously in a couple months from now.
Yeah. Well, we're having a great time here. I hope you're connecting up with some pony rides. My son is doing the pony rides right now. I can see him waving to my wife. Got your lawn chair set up. In about a half hour, all the kids' stuff will come down, and we'll get positioned for The Greatest Showman over here in the movie. We've got carnival games. I think there's face painting around the corner. You can get some food at the food trucks, and you can pick up popcorn for $1 from Ryan. So please make sure to check in, get your popcorn, and get some food at Monaco's and some ice cream at the ice cream truck.
And as soon as it's dark enough to start the movie, probably between 8:30 and 8:45 is when we'll kick off.
Now what are we going to do for the folks that about 9:30, they're going to be snoring here while the movie's going? Yeah,
we can make loud things happen. We'll wake them up.
I am not up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I am not. That's not who I am.
How's your workout stuff going, by the way?
Good. I was at the gym this morning. Johnny beat me up pretty good. I'll be at the gym again tomorrow morning. He'll beat me up pretty good.
Do you meet with him every time you go, or sometimes you're...
Yeah, so usually I try and do 4 days a week. Sometimes it's three, but pretty close to 4 days a week. And then this week up until today, I had cut out all excess carbs and I felt really, really good.
Yeah.
And then it was National Donut Day and I was like, we took the kids to White House Fruit Farms and they were calling to me. I'm regretting it right now.
Well, fortunately, as long as you don't perpetuate it, your body will compensate.
It's one thing for the picture versus the video. We talked about that a couple shows ago. But no, I'm feeling good and it's been good. I've been texting a few guys that are journeying through the same thing. And I think we're going to arrive in a new spot. I'm connecting some emotion to decisions and I'm feeling more.
Well, here's a little bit of a hack. Let's just say you do fall victim to, you know, some sugar or some sweets. What's really good to do after you do that is you basically drill into your system a bunch of insulin. A ton of insulin comes out. So if you like load up on some vitamins or, you know, some extra vegetables and fruits, your cells will absorb it at the easiest pace because you've been away for a little bit. You get an extra sensitivity to insulin and then you get extra absorption. So, you know, you can kind of counter the shame in the donut by chasing it with some celery.
Oh, there's no shame. It was delicious.
There weren't blueberries in that donut.
I did not have a blueberry one. I tried a different one.
Are you kidding me?
You went
to White House and no blueberry.
I love the blueberry donuts, but we were standing there and the little jewel case of deliciousness in heaven was there. And it was this donut filled with strawberry like goodness on the inside. And I wanted a jelly donut and it was so good. I know. Don't judge me.
I'm not. I'm trying not to.
No, it's good. Awesome.
Are you contemplating it? You guys are really serious about this.
You gotta guess here because we're winding down.
Now,
here,
did you take all the clues in consideration? No. Cool.
Do you want the clues? Oh, sure. So there's no zero in this.
No zero.
Okay, and it's two odds, one even. He got it from a clock.
So if it doesn't appear on the clock, partner. Did it go away? Did your guess go away? Okay.
We only have a few more minutes. Go ahead, love.
118. You know
another one? Womp, womp, womp. No, somebody guessed a number, and Joe said that was really close, and it was not a 118 here tonight.
I didn't quite say that. I said the logic was very close. Like, I didn't say logic, but I said I meant the logic was. That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you ready? 3, 2, 1. I think that's been guessed.
Nope.
George? George wants to buy a new gun. BB gun, Facebook. BB gun.
BB gun. 5:30. Sorry.
Lauren, you got one?
Yeah.
Going once, going twice. Dominic, Lauren.
They're serious.
They're serious. All right. 5-1-2.
Wah, wah, wah.
Dominic? 5:31.
Nope. I will tell you this. At this session, someone got the number in the wrong order again. So someone in this session, right digit. No, I won't ever do that. I was thinking, I was like, I can't just say it because then three guesses and it's over. So,
Elijah, you want to win $1,100 in AirPod Pros? You better come up here and guess. You going to guess? What do you got?
Wah, wah, wah. Mm.
But you got orange creamsicle ice cream, so it's all good.
It is. You're a winner.
Consolation prize. So Joe and I are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock. We love getting to do that. We love having people call into the show and be on the show. Next week, Joe is heading out in Gus the Bus and is going to get to enjoy some time with the family. So I'll be flying solo. I'll have a special guest in on Thursday via Zoom, Sam T., of the Sam T Network and recent author. It's been a friend for a long time, business consultant. We're going to talk all things life, leadership, et cetera. And I'm working on a special guest for Tuesday that'll be a surprise. So
all right,
it's going to be good. Going to be good. Well, any other guesses before we wrap up the show, put some music on?
Last call
last
for $1,100. But next week it'll be $1,200.
That's true. And you just have to call into the show.
Wah, wah, wah.
What do you got? 6:15.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Aaron's here. $1,100 AirPod Pros.
925.
925. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm gonna get it all right back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you letting us. Go ahead. You want to do
1-4-3. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm getting good at those wah wahs. I might continue that into the regular show.
You want to do one more guess and then we're going to wrap up?
Could this be it? Lots of pressure. The final guess of the evening.
Come on. What is it?
721.
Elijah, you going to guess?
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, Elijah said 314.
314.
We're going to have to go back and watch.
Wah, wah, wah.
Go ahead, give the hints okay. One more time.
I got the number from a clock. Partner, one even, two odd, probably does not have a zero. And it was said in the wrong order during this program.
Five, five, eight. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, two odd, one even. No zeros.
We could just do a show of this. This would be amazing. It's almost
just,
done.
Just a couple more
this
minutes.
Is the final stretch here. We are.
We had a comment online. Anita, we apologize. There's no call in. We're live right now online, but we don't have phone capability.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's no way to call in. All these people are guessing here live in person. So we apologize for that. If nobody wins tonight, you'll have to call in on Tuesday. Sorry. Anybody else?
Going once.
I mean, it's worth a shot. 327.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know the number, so everybody's looking at me like I... three numbers. Three numbers. 185.
Now I'm gonna
help the next person. 185 would never be on a clock, so the 8 wouldn't be there. Okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. My wife wants to win. My wife's getting multiple guesses in here.
Three, four, five. Wah, wah, wah.
I've heard so many of these guests before. I'm like, that's not it.
All right.
I think that's it. That's I think it. It lives another day.
It does. It lives another day. We appreciate you guys letting us come to you. We hope that you enjoy the movie night tonight put on by Youngstown Studio. Please catch us on YouTube, Facebook, and any other spot that you can get a podcast. We're cutting out of here. Yep. Right.
So that time.
It's that time. Our mic is dying, and we're going. We appreciate it. You still have time to get here for the movie. We'll have festivities going on here for the next 50 minutes. Movie will start around 9 o'clock. Please pick up your
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.